99.5 WQYK. Good morning, 7:23 on your Thursday, Thanksgiving. Coming up within a couple of minutes, your chance to win a pair of tickets to Walt Disney. But right now, Miss Kim Goddard from Proper Protocol is stopping by for a couple of Thanksgiving etiquette tips. Is that a Village Inn pie for me?
It is. Isn't that like the best treat?
You know, I always notice this about you. You always come bearing gifts.
Well, that's so you always invite me back. But you know what? Years ago, I was giving poinsettias out for the holidays. And people are like, oh, thanks. That's nice, you know. So I came up with it. I love the pies. I love the Village Inn pies. So I started just getting them and taking those. I mean, it's just the price of a poinsettia.
Right.
And then the five people in the office, they get to eat it that day. And they love when I come around. You know, so that's just a good thing to know.
I've always been raised being told don't ever show up at someone's home for the holidays, especially if you're invited to dinner. Don't show up empty-handed.
Even when they say, oh, don't worry about anything. You know, people say, oh, good. Then they go empty-handed. So your parents did a great job because you should never go empty-handed. So if you don't cook, if you don't know what to bring, you know, you could bring a bottle of wine. You could bring, you know, stop at Village Inn, get a pie, $9, $10, and you're a hero.
Well, I know this Thanksgiving, I'm not nervous about going to a big fancy dinner because, you know, we're going to do Thanksgiving at my mom and dad's house. I've already elected to bring the corn pudding. But for folks who maybe are celebrating Thanksgiving in a place that it's going to make them feel nervous, maybe they're in a new situation, somebody new, what are some pointers that you can offer to them?
Well, one, don't go empty handed. Let's just start there. And when you sit down at the table, where's your napkin go?
On your lap.
On your lap. When you get up from the table, temporarily, you're going to go get seconds or you're going to go somewhere. Where's it go?
Okay. Now, here's where I kind of have an issue.
Okay.
Because isn't it supposed to go on your seat?
Right. Good.
But I don't want to put my napkin where my butt's just been.
Your butt's in clothes.
I know, but it's so, just... Maybe I'm just weird.
Then there might be a problem. But since, assuming that you have clothes on, and you always have clothes, I mean, nobody sits naked in a chair. So it's just material against material.
You've obviously never been to one of my Thanksgivings, Kim.
Oh, now that... I need to look at pictures, maybe. I don't know.
No, I'm kidding.
If you have arms on a chair, you can flip your napkin over the arm of a chair.
Okay.
But just make, if you have gravy all over or spaghetti sauce and the napkin's soiled, then fold it in so nobody can see it. But the napkin should never go on the table until you're ready to leave. When you're sitting there talking about people being nervous, you're eating with people, or maybe you're at your boss's house or something, don't ever begin until the host begins.
Okay.
So wait till everybody gets to the table. Now, I, being the host, I might say, oh, please begin, you
right.
know, without me, you know, because I'm getting something out of the oven. So I'll tell everybody, oh, please begin. Then it's okay to begin.
I know for our family, we have a huge family, and then what we usually do is when we do grace, we do it as a big powwow, and then everybody serves themselves buffet style. So we kind of throw that etiquette out the window.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've been to dinners where I sit down, and there is a ton of utensils on the table. I mean, isn't
right.
the general rule move from out to in?
Outside in.
Okay.
And when you're never sure, watch me, watch the host, and whatever they use, be it right or wrong, you're doing whatever the host did. And it's accepted.
So a good way just to make sure that you feel comfortable is keep an eye on the host, kind of keep an eye on folks around you, and you should be okay.
It's just be comfortable and don't make it a big deal. Nothing is a big deal. And everybody panics because something isn't perfect.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Well, these are some great tips for etiquette. I mean, not only for Thanksgiving, but these can carry over into holiday parties. If you don't mind, will you hang out for a couple minutes more? Because I also want to talk about some special programs that you have coming up.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
99.5 WQYK. Well, today being Thanksgiving, Kim Goddard from Proper Protocol giving us some great tips on a little bit of table manners. Because let's face it, even if you're hanging out with your family, you still want to have nice manners. You know, no matter how comfortable you are with each other, it's always nice because, you know, I know one thing that you teach is those table manners, those lessons carry over into your life every day.
Every day. Absolutely.
And you do a lot to help out youth as well.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
Do you have anything special coming up? You're working with the Sheriff's Department, aren't you?
Yes, in Pinellas County. We have a program called the Step Up Program, and it's for kids from 10 to 17. And it's a 24-week program, and not only I get to have them for 12 weeks, which I'm really, really excited about that, but not only do they learn everything, the life skills that I teach them, which is so much more than just the dining. It's handshakes, how to get along with your parents, and which is very successful, and how to get along with your teachers and public appearance, all these different things. But the sheriff's office also has classes for the parents and the kids on bullying, on internet safety, on how to just keep your kids safe, and what we can do to stop predators from stealing or abusing our kids. And this one class, it's the Live Safe program. It just really shows you things that after you see it, it's like, oh my gosh, I've been doing that, never meaning to jeopardize our children, mm-hmm. but just the common sense things. And I remember Sergeant Nestor, who teaches the program, she actually would say, and I remember this in her program, you would never leave your purse in the car when you run into the store.
Right.
But you leave your baby in the car.
Right.
And that has always stuck with me. And so many tips that all these programs give help us become better parents, help us see signs that our kids might be showing us that they're going towards something they shouldn't be, you know, and we can have an advance on that, you know. So the program, Step Up Program, is awesome. And anybody who's interested in that should just call the sheriff's office and ask for the Step Up Program and get on the waiting list, because it is crazy good. Everything's great. You know, and I do the Restart Program for juvenile offenders, and, you know, that's successful. It just seems like my whole life is gearing towards preteen and teens, which...
Well, that's really where you have to... Actually, you have to start with children, you know, from the time that they're born, but...
And, you know, that's a huge point, because we're all role models. Mm-hmm. These little kids grow up and think mommy and daddy are awesome and anything they do is right. And then, so those are the foundation years.
Mm-hmm.
And we do turn into... Well, we turn similar to our parents. You know, we
Absolutely.
Pick up mannerisms. I certainly am with my mom, my dad. You know, now... Of course, it's up to us to break the mold. If we don't like the way our parents did things or whatever, change it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we're the role model, so
yep.
we need to remember that with everything we do throughout the year, not just the holidays.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you again so much for bringing this delicious Village Inn pie.
Well, you enjoy it.
And have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
Many
Thanksgiving.
Blessings to you and your
you
family.
Too. Thank you.